Yeah, kia ora, Matthew. Thank you for having me on.
No, absolute pleasure. Well, I'm just pleased that somebody wanted me to come back and do Talkback Radio after a couple of years away. Hey,
yeah, sure.
What a big day, eh? I mean, game of two halves. We know that the case numbers are still growing on a scale that beats out whatever happened last year. And we know that the Māori rates of or Māori cases are also on the up. Talk us through some of the data.
Yeah, so Māori were 87 of the 190 cases again today. That's 36 days in a row. There are 1,670 Māori cases and 1,177 active Māori cases, which is 43% of all active cases. That's an important figure because it's the active cases that will translate into numbers of hospitalisations and fatalities. And our share of the overall numbers, Matthew, is actually slightly, we're still increasing in raw numbers, but our share is decreasing because we're starting to see surges in the Pacific and Pākehā community.
Yeah.
But we're still miles ahead. But the other key figure is we're creeping up incrementally in terms of hospitalisations. And over the next 3 to 4 weeks, we'll end up being the highest hospitalisations. And there have been 5 deaths so far, and we're 3 of those deaths.
Yeah.
And the death rate for Māori is 2.2 times higher than the average death rate, unfortunately.
Geez, I mean, there's some sad figures, but I mean, you know, given what's been going on lately, you'd be living under a rock if you didn't know that Māori were going to be the most impacted, eh? Decision today of moving Tāmaki, moving Auckland to Alert Level 3, Step 2, so midnight tomorrow night, we're going to see people congregating in greater numbers. I mean, it's one thing for hospitality not to be included, but now that retail's in, and public facilities like the libraries and museums and even the zoos, mind you, I've got a few people I'd love to put in a zoo, you know, it's we're running the risk of an ever-increasing number.
Yes. When Auckland shifted to Level 3 on the 22nd of September and then to Level 3, Step 1, on the 8th of October, 7th or 8th of October, both of those changes brought a surge in cases, and in particular in Māori cases, because essentially Delta becomes a happy virus because it's allowing more people to move around, and it allows Delta to catch a ride into vulnerable communities. So it is likely that it'll lead to a further surge. The Prime Minister said, you know, these measures we can move forward and apply protections like mask wearing, social distancing, and things like that, and eventually the cases might reach 200 a day, and then vaccinations will kick in and bring that down. I would tend to think that the vaccinations are still not high enough for that to occur, and that by the time we get into, running a model up at the moment, and Matthew, if we don't have any increase in the daily rate of numbers, and that's very unlikely, we're going to end up with somewhere between 3,500 and 4,000 Māori cases by the end of the first week in December. That's almost inevitable.
Yeah,
it's really big.
That is huge. It is big. You know, it's a bit of a tricky situation to be in because you've got the vast majority of people saying open up, and you've got business owners doing it up and all the rest of it, but we're still in a health emergency, really. And we can wax lyrical about the economics of it all, but I mean, you know, once you're dead, you're dead. There's no getting up out of that box. You know, you can always restart a business, we can always, invest and economically stimulate the economy, but when somebody has passed away, that is it. There's no return journey. Hey, Dr. Lawili, thank you so much for joining me. I know it's a late night call for you, and I know you're busy. And can I just say, on behalf of all of our whānau here at Mātea, you do an amazing job. Love watching you, love talking to you, and I suspect I'm now your biggest fanboy, bro.
Oh, thanks very much. I appreciate that. Yeah, no worries. Well, you know, just everyone in Auckland, stay safe.
Yeah.
If there's one really, really worrying figure, Matthew, in Auckland, is those 840 cases isolating in about 700 homes, alongside something like 1,600 family members and so on. That's very high risk. And those two deaths last week, isolating at home, they were both Māori.
Yeah.
140s, 150s.
Yep.
And that's a real concern. So stay safe and look after each other.
Hey, Kia ora. Thank you. Thank you very much for that, Dr. Arwini.